I have a little opinion I'd like to throw out. It's to the hospital board. You're really got an uphill battle here, because I see the fire district, and I've been here for a very long time, and I've been involved with fire services all my life. We're quite content where we are. The town is quite content where they are at this point in time. It's going to be a uphill battle to convince us to stretch out and take on this project.
I think part of it is looking long term.
I know it.
I mean, you might be content.
But we like our comfort zone, Rebecca. We like our comfort zone. I'm just telling you.
But that strategic planning is really what's pushing this.
Yeah.
And fire is changing. I mean, EMS is changing, fire is changing, the entire health industry is changing, and emergency services are changing with it. And that's why this is just kind of the time frame, because of other things that are happening outside, that just makes sense to take a look at it. And again, we're that small community where, does it make sense to have multiple pieces all around the island?
Of course not.
And yes, all of the questions that are coming up and all of the issues that we've talked about that are pro and con, I mean, those are the things that we have to look at. And I think this meeting is just to say, yeah, let's do it. Let's go forward and look at it. We're not saying, yeah, let's do it. We're not there yet.
No.
Yeah, it gives us, you know, it is a timely consideration, I think, number one. And if we indeed can convince ourselves, as well as our community, that A, this holds promise to include our collective services, then we should go for it. That said, I agree with you that it's going to take a lot of effort. But change always takes a lot of effort. But you got to stand back and look at our primary duty, and that is to enhance the services to our community, if we can. And if we can't, not spend a minute.
Well, I'm for the status quo at this point in time, but I'm not against looking. Looking ahead, you're right. It is.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, look, it. When I came here 20 years ago, and Rebecca and I were on this board, and how long did it take to get the town over here?
Well, we took about 10 years.
I thought it was longer than that.
I think it was longer than that.
Yeah. But it was the right thing to do.
That's because these guys weren't here.
So I've lived here about 18, and I know that the two departments were together. It was fire EMS services, and they separated in the 90s?
94.
Can someone speak to that history and why they did separate?
Brad's our historian.
How much time do you have?
There are many personality issues and financial issues,
uh-huh.
And the amount of money. It's my understanding that a couple of significant issues were the amount of money the fire district board was allotting to EMS, and the recognition of the fact that EMS was a growing part of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was. For our island, it was just about the time that EMS started really getting busy, and for many places started becoming a greater portion of the call volume. But the funding in the organization did not change in a timely manner to support that. Is that pretty close?
That's close.
Is that a great way to put it?
But
I think it was basically funding and the priority that EMS had. Its priority with the fire department structure.
So more funding went to fire than to EMS in that particular structure.
I would have to do a whole lot of digging to get to the numbers.
I don't think that was the exact problem. I think it was that EMS itself wasn't recognized. I don't think it was the exact numbers.
Right. Well, they were paying a full-time fire chief, but they did not pay for a full-time EMS chief.
Correct.
Yeah.
So some of it was the money that was being spent reflected by that disparity.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's safe to say also that EMS was an emergency service at that time as well, too. And they wanted to be able to provide it to the Friday Harbor Fire, the citizens of Friday Harbor, and also to the county. The money wasn't coming through to fully fund the EMS services, in one person's opinion, and there's personality conflicts that went there as well. You could also say it's safe to say there's territorial problems. Everybody wants to live in their own silo, and that's when it spun off, and they went to the hospital board to provide the service. And that way that they could provide the service in both the town and the county. Because otherwise you'd have to have a volunteer fire department, and Friday Harbor would have to have its own EMS service, and the county would have to have its own EMS service. The handwriting was on the wall. It'd be best just to have one and let the fire departments continue on the city boundary.
We could probably talk about this for hours, but before we go and put together a citizens committee, has anybody talked yet about doing an economic study of the condition of the fire service, the condition of the EMS, and come back and give us a report from a consultant that looks at these numbers that can say yes or no, there's an actual savings benefit that could occur if there's a merger? And if we can find out that it is feasible to do it and it would work, and we can have those numbers before us, then you've got something to turn over to a citizens committee. But I don't know, at least even if I, you know, if I sit on a citizens committee, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to be able to do the financial analysis of it. And while there is an expense involved with that, at least we would know if there is a end goal that, to be achieved, because even with all the minor, you know, benefits, I mean, cost savings and money savings that you could therefore put to greater services or lower taxes, one of the two, is really the end game of doing this. And until we know that that's feasible from someone that knows finance, what do you have to turn over to a citizens committee? So that's just my 2 cents.
Well, no, that's a good 2 cents worth. When we did the one with the town, Duncan, on the original plan, we did have, there was an accountant on that group that did all the financials. So, I mean, all the financials were there. But in this, to move forward here, it's a point well taken that maybe the districts would want to go ahead and authorize to spend some money to have an accountant or a CPA company go through and compare the two, so they could give it to the citizens group, or the citizens group, if it consisted of an accountant, possibly could do that as well, too.
A citizens group would maybe be worried about morale, but if there's significant savings that could be achieved overall for the community by doing this, then morale, you know, takes a somewhat lower step down. You know, but I think, you know, every one of these things has to be looked at by the citizens committee. It may make sense financially to do it, and they still may say no, but the financial package seems to be the center of all of this, and so I suggest at least looking into it, see what it would cost.
Okay, I understand that. We've basically have taken from our, we've looked at both books on the fire side of it, and we've gone through, but we're not accountants. We can't look down the future to see. But we've looked at the books, and I think that that's a good point, Duncan, that it may be something that we'd want to talk about doing, is to have a professional outfit take a look at the financials and come up with where we are before we, that way we'd have something to turn over to a citizens group. But that's something we could talk about.
I think there are really two questions. Like, does this enhance service to the community, and does it have a financial benefit to the community?
Those are the two questions.
And I think at the end of the next or D, wherever we are, the next steps, we have included legal advice when necessary and a consultant with merger experience to help out. And part of that was the anticipated role of the Citizens Advisory Group, which we haven't quite gotten to yet, but it involved them actually working with experts, i.e. the legal or consultants or accountants or whoever. We could easily do it backwards if that made more sense, but it's all included in what we probably should do, what's expected.
Well, I think that once we talk about some more pros and cons, and then we should talk about, we'll just go ahead and go to the, we'll just go ahead and go down.
Commissioner, there's a couple things I'd like to address real quick. In regards to the cost of service, I don't think the people who I've talked to, the fire departments that have done the mergers, there's no guarantee that we're going to be cutting costs on this merger, and there never has been other departments that are weighing doing the merger just for the cost savings alone. And that'd be a terrible message to say that we're doing this just for the cost savings. What we're doing this for is truly the efficiencies and for the citizens out there in our districts. The patient care, to the homeowners, to the visitors of this island is really truly what we're doing for. That we're making sure that we are working to the best interests of the people that we serve. That is what we're doing this for. And initially, you're saying that we may have to build a bigger building, yeah. But having said that, I think that if we can get people out there to the scene faster, we get our equipment out there to the scene faster, if we're getting the right people out there, So this way, instead of having EMS arrive to a fire scene that has no fire experience, or getting firefighters out to a scene that requires EMS services, this way we're getting firefighter EMS people out there to the scene to do the services. That's what we're doing this for. That's what we're looking at this. To the cost difference to look at EMS and fire, and the difference, Dr. Appleton brought up that there's a difference in our accounting system, and that is true. The fire service uses a cash basis, we use an accrual basis. So there's a reason why they do look different. If you look at the economics of this, the cost of service, take the number of calls that each organization has and divide that into the tax dollars, and you'll see the difference of efficiencies there. So what we're really looking at is service to our community, and we've talked about it. Yeah, there's some negatives. Yeah, there's positives, but I think this truly warrants to a future look at this. To have the accountants look at it, to have legal look at it, to have the citizens community look at it, to have the a consultant look at it. Because the majority of the departments up and down the West Coast are fire EMS based, and that's just another one way of doing an organization. So, questions, comments, concerns. For me, while I'm still standing up here.
Or you're still standing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief,
thank
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you see a necessity for integrating the agencies together at this location or some other, or could you have a decentralized agency?
Yeah, I think that you would, your headquarters station would need to be based at a one station. I think that'd be prudent because you're admin, it would be working together, and that'd be good. But you could still have your other stations manned by EMS personnel, fire personnel, that would cause no issues.
So the existing EMS building could continue to function in its role?
It could, and until the day that you know the strategic planning comes out that says that here's a better way of doing this. Yeah.
Thank you, Chief Martin. Are there any more? Do we have any more pros, cons?
Billion of them, but we can stop now.
Yeah. We're running out of gas.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go right down to our last item there. Identify the next steps. We've talked a lot about forming a citizens group. We've talked about kind of getting financial information together for a citizens group. We've kind of talked about who would we want to see on that citizens group? How would we want to form the citizens group? I'll leave that on the floor now. If that's where we want to go to, do we want to move ahead and form a citizens group?
Well, I think it's a little bit of the cart before the horse. That's okay. Implying that, not that I'm arguing with you,
nope.
But implying that the hospital district board as well as the fire district 3 boards consent to go forward.
Okay.
And if they do consent to go forward, then certainly a citizens advisory group is the first order of business. I think in that regard, Rebecca is going to proffer a motion. So.
Well, that's the motion that I made before, which is to move forward with the evaluation of a merger. It's agreed.
So you're presenting
so
that
I
as,
would
a,
present,
as a motion?
I would present that as a motion, and I think we have to like do a motion for us and then
right.
do a motion
yeah.
for you.
Right, that's right.
So I would present that as a motion that we may move forward to evaluate, continue the evaluation.
And does the evaluation include like accountants and legal and citizens and consultants?
It includes all that, because that's where yeah. we have to start. Yeah.
So, you want to state that motion again so we get it?
Well, before you do, let's talk about it. Then. So, it would entail expenses. Built into your motion, would there be provision for finances to cover those expenses?
Mm-hmm. We would have to cover some expenses, but we don't know what they are yet. So.
Can we say initially you say $4,000 or $5,000, something of that nature? You cover initial legal and financial review of the idea?
Well, you know, those
shared,
two for sure.
Perhaps that amount to be shared by Fire District 3 as well as Public Hospital District.
Well, you know, right now we're two independent entities, Mark, and I think what we should do, you know, our due diligence specific to those two provisos as well as Fire 3 as an independent organization, at least at this stage of the game.
Our motion could be structured so that upon approval of both agencies, both groups, that the funding would be there
then we could do it jointly, yeah, but we can't speak for them.
No, of course not.
Right.
So, I heard the word merger, I didn't hear the word contract. So there's a difference.
Good point.
So, well, maybe we need to say the types of consolidations, because we don't consolidation. Because there are various ways
well,
of consolidating.
Consolidation implies totally together.
No, there's
it
several.
Can be fractionalized.
Yeah,
be
there's several types.
Yeah, just as long as we have that understanding, there might be some contractual issues and cross-training
right.
issues that we could work together on without all of these buildings and all that stuff hanging around. That's what I would expect that the citizens would look at, and it would help with the Friday Harbor thing. The Friday Harbor thing. Oh my God.
Is that
the other thing we do is take Susie's mopeds off the street and reduce a lot of calls.
That's been done in part.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm not making this motion because
I know now I've got to restate the motion. So
okay, I'll be quiet.
We'll,
but
we'll
I just
move,
want to make sure that we talk about contracting and mergers with the
we'll
citizens.
We'll move for our
just
board
limit
to,
their scope.
To move forward. I'll make a motion for our board to move forward with an evaluation of some type of consolidation. There are various types from contracts all the way to full. So just some type of consolidation with the, I don't even know how to say this, with a proviso of having pick a number, $5,000, to be assuming that the fire board agrees to be shared, cost shared, for the consultants and...
Again, you know, we can only speak for ourselves. So to make a contingent on what they do, then, you know, they could, well, if they didn't agree with that, they could undo our motion. So I think we need to be self-contained.
Okay, I'll stop there then.
So be self-contained in your motion, and then we're here listening, and then either we can agree or we'll have a different motion or try to amend that motion. But if that's the path forward that the hospital district wants to take, that's the path forward the hospital district wants to take. And I think you got to call for the vote.
Yes.
On your side.
Yeah, well, we have discussion. That's the motion. We need a second. Then we go to discussion.
Okay, just to be clear, we're moving forward to investigate types of consolidation with consultations from legal, accounting, citizens groups, consultants, and to spend no more than $5,000 on that at this time.
Michael. Yep. Why don't you call Nathan to see if he's got it written down just right?
You have it written down just right?
Let's see.
There are 17 different versions, so just pick one.
So Rebecca moves to move forward with evaluation of some type of consolidation with the proviso of up to $5,000 for legal or accounting or other consulting services.
Well said.
Yeah.
And citizens.
That's better than you said.
Yeah,
it,
with citizens.
And you want a and a citizens advisory. Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
So we've seen how the hospital board has moved their motion forward. Is there? I'd entertain a motion if from the hospital, from the fire commissioners, if there's a path forward for the fire commissioners.
What's the motion?
We'd someone have to come up with a motion.
Okay. Well, before we get to the motion, while we're speaking about the motion, I didn't hear anything about, I think you covered it, but I didn't hear about having an accountant look at the numbers. Is that part of the same thing?
Legal and accounting.
Okay. And was that $5,000? If we were to agree, are we planning to share that $5,000, or you're giving $5,000 and we're looking to give $5,000?
We can only speak for ourselves. So yeah. $5,000 from our RPD bank.
Okay. So you guys would come up with $5,000.
Correct.
Because it seems to me like this is not going to be, it shouldn't be that expensive, but I don't think it's going to be all that cheap either. Yeah. So I don't know. I've never had to pay those bills. I've just ordered people to go do it for me.
And that's a figure that can pay them in too. It's sort of a guesstimate, right? And to get us off the ground.
Okay.
Well, Frank, I know that when the town did theirs before Duncan's time, they spent $10,000 on their evaluations.
And that was for the merger of the two.
Combining.
And that's back when things were cheap.
Yeah.
They were inexpensive.
Sorry.
Can I also ask, is the town of Friday Harbor willing to cost share?
No, because they pay us fire service.
Doesn't hurt to ask, right?
But we'll stand there with you.
In solidarity. Way to go, Duncan.
All right. Yeah, what he said, or she said. I make a motion that we continue the evaluation of a merger with... Consolidation between fire and EMS, including looking at...
Legal and accounting
issues, and that we... Up to a $5,000, which I think is pretty much...
That's what we said.
You want to read that back to us, pro temp?
I'm still trying to scratch that out. I'm hoping the tape recorder is going.
Read Daniel's military.
Yeah.
So Frank's motion is to move forward with the evaluation of some type of consolidation to include consulting, legal, accounting, legal and accounting services, does sum up to $5,000. Just repeating what he said.
Yes.
We included citizens in ours, and I don't know if you wanted to include.
I'm sorry?
We included citizens in ours as well.
Oh, the citizen committee?
Yeah.
Sure, throw that budget. Okay, inclusion of citizens.
Citizens
advisory committee.
Group.
Board.
Group. Citizens advisory committee.
Citizens advisory.
Or committee.
CAG.
You want to? The motion on the floor is, you want to read that back to us, pro term?
A motion to continue evaluation consolidation to include legal and accounting issues, and including a citizen advisory committee, and authorizing the expenditure of up to $5,000.
Don't look at me.
Do I have a second?
Albert. Second.
I reluctantly second the motion.
We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded by Mr. Olson. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. I'll go ahead and call for a vote. All in favor of moving forward with the motion on the floor?
Aye.
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 3-0, Brad. With that being said, we should let's talk about how we want to put a citizens group together, how many representatives we want. Hang on, Duncan. We'd like to have somebody from the town on the citizens group. Do you want to pick someone?
We'd be happy to have someone on there, and we'll find that appropriate person.
One, two, you'd be satisfied with one?
One, I think.
One is fine.
Okay.
We'll make sure it's a really loud person.
Yeah. We're working on the same parameters.
This is from the political entity, the town, as opposed to the citizens of the town.
This would be from the town of Friday Harbor.
Right.
But I think I think it would be best if we found the citizen that would be able to keep the town's interest in mind, but also would be able to speak for the rest of the citizens as well. So it'll be an interesting pick.
Very good.
Okay. I think that's all. That's all the questions we'd have for you if we move ahead with this. So, and just do you have any particular preference on the number that we'd have on that?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, you guys, this is really your game. But thank you so much for inviting us here and letting us be involved.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Duncan.
With that being said,
Bob.
Yes.
Do you want me to read the overview and what the Citizens Advisory Group might do?
If you'd like to, yeah, that's a part of the discussion.
So this was a draft the Citizen Advisory Group is to bring community perspectives to their district commissioners, enhance communication, and increase interaction between boards and their local residents. The overview of the group's responsibilities would be to meet frequently to gather, analyze, and discuss information concerning possible integration of the Fire District, Town, and San Juan Island EMS, and to work with subject matter experts, that would be what we motioned on, in drafting recommendations to the boards of those three organizations. The anticipated role would be to learn about Town, Fire, Fire Department 3, and San Juan EMS, thereby becoming knowledgeable representatives in our community, to bring forward objective, balanced, and accurate community perspectives and concerns regarding possible integration of these organizations, to work collaboratively with Fire and PhD boards and town representatives to research various aspects of their department's integration, including reasons for consolidation, governance, administration, command and control, cost, outer island service, legal process, financial forecasting, billing, liabilities, tax rates, employee volunteer training, and strategies for accomplishing task, which is why you need to work with those accountants and consultants, and to consider and research specific topics at the request of the boards, thus providing substantial public input to decision making.
I would add that a lot of this is a direct spinoff of the work product from Commissioner Schwenny.
I was just going to say that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You can say
I will say it again. Yes, thank you, Commissioner Schwenny, for coming up with that, because that's exactly what they would do. And then if this meets your approval, everybody's approval, then we would go on to asking for volunteers and how they could apply.
Well, what, one of the ideas is to have one individual selected by the PhD, one by Fire District 3 Board of Commissioners, one by the town of Friday Harbor, and then two additional people chosen by the three members selected by us. So we would be hands-off for at least two out of the five individuals. I think it's a great idea. Previously, we talked about eight. I think that's probably
too many.
It's too hard to come to make a decision.
And if we make good selections, we can get a lot of work out of that small but tidy group.
Do you want to make that as a motion to, that's with the...
Well, as far as the structure, certainly.
Right.
Yeah. Do I have to repeat it? Or can we rely on Nathan?
Rebecca, you were just using this, right? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Second.
Okay, Mark seconded.
Okay, discussion.
How about leaving the board at seven the option of adding two more that they choose collectively in case they need more firepower, and that they find an accountant out in the community that's willing to serve, et cetera, et cetera. Give them that option as opposed to foreclosing them at seven.
Well, one of the provisos is to have outside consultants, and not just legal and or CPA. The case in point would be Chief Ralston from Whatcom County, who has been there, done that, to get that community advisory group up to speed in terms of enhancing their knowledge base from the get-go. So you don't have to have those individuals who are very knowledgeable as part of that group, but an advisory group.
Okay.
So there'd be someone from the town, someone from EMS, someone from fire? No?
No, just
a selected citizen.
So a pool of volunteers that are selected by one from us, one from fire, and one from town.
And how we advertise this so that we get a pool of volunteers? Is the paper going to help us?
These people are going to help. And we're going to put an ad in the paper that you employ, and we'll submit,
website.
We'll submit it to the papers for the websites, paper, for the online papers, and on our website and on your website.
Yeah, we can put it on the fire department website.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
On both
that.
Websites.
So how about an editorial from the newspapers saying that they think this is a good idea?
I'd like to modify the motion to put a timeline on it. So we'll see.
You did.
You have something in mind?
Yes.
Yes.
Your meeting on the 17th of...
Isn't our next meeting, Brad, the 17th?
This month?
No, it's a week from today.
No, it's a week from today.
Yeah. Isn't it 11? The 17th?
No.
No,
11.
10th or 11.
So we'd have to have a special meeting.
For what?
So we want to give people long enough so that they can respond, but we want to try to shorten it too. So we were thinking that the deadline would be Monday the 16th. Today is the 4th. So that'll give a chance to be on the websites, in the online paper, and on the written, the journal in the paper. Next week they'll have several days. And then the boards would have to have special meetings to be able to appoint those people, choose and appoint those people.
Sounds pretty quick to me.
Yeah, that seems pretty quick. Too fast. I mean, it's not going to give people time.
2 weeks.
When's your next regular meeting? You said it's coming up here on the 11th.
Ours is on the 11th.
Yeah.
So that's why I said the 16th.
So what's your meeting? Normal, regular meeting?
Second Wednesday of the
second Wednesday of the month.
Okay. So let's set the deadline prior to your next regular meeting.
Yeah.
And our next meeting's on the 25th, I believe. Nathan, is that correct?
Correct.
And then
we could make it a week later, so instead of this, it would give people almost 3 weeks if we made the deadline Monday the 23rd. And then we would have our meeting on the 25th, and they would have their meeting week and a half later.
Mm-hmm. That sounds better.
Okay.
What do you think, Doug? You guys?
So that was, that was an amendment to your...
Nathan, we're amending.
Yeah, so we need to pass that amendment. Mark, you want to restate the amendment, sir?
Yeah, to put a time timeline on it so that... what was the date that we selected? We said it was the
23rd.
Okay. It's 2 days prior to our meeting. So 23 April, that we would have our committee members selected. Is that correct? Is that what
You wouldn't be selecting them on the 23rd. That's when you're...
No, that's a cutoff.
That's the cutoff. We would be selecting
For application.
Them.
For application.
Right. Yes, correct.
And then you would select possibly on the
25th. We'll put that on our agenda, okay. And then your next one, you'd have to either do a special meeting.
So the amended motion that we need to have to make known to the public an opportunity to serve on a community advisory group with an application cutoff of 23 April.
Correct. There was a second on the amendment?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
So, Nathan, do you have, since I initiated the motion, kind of hard to remember so far back. But
do you have an amendment? Did you all vote on that, too?
Yeah,
it was unanimous on okay. Dr. Schwaney's.
Then you're back amendment. On the original, the now amended original motion.
Correct. He said a timeline, dates. So the motion was to establish a citizens advisory group with appointed individuals, one each from the PhD, Fire 3, and the town of Fryeburg Harbor, and then have those three selected individuals in turn select two additional members to the citizens advisory group.
Okay. Yeah.
With a cutoff of the 23rd.
Well, yeah, that the amendment is... In addition to that, so it would be intrinsic to the motion.
All right, I've got all that.
Great. So in terms of the motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Thank you, Nathan.
I'd like to make a motion, and rather than repeat all of that stuff, but my motion would also include the cutoff date of April 23rd, so there's no amendment. And so everybody's already heard it, and rather than repeat it, I'm making the same motion.
Is that plagiarism?
Is that okay?
Do you have that, Brad?
You got that, Brad?
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
A question. Then we will be, if it's the same cutoff time, then we'll appoint that person at our May meeting?
Correct.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor and a second on the floor by Mr. Olson. And I was going to have our pro term read it back, but I believe we know what it is. Is there any further discussion? I would suggest that we have Brad check with Mr. Quinn if we can do that as a brokerage vote without having a meeting or a special meeting. If we have a list of who they are, if Brad could broker it between the three of us, the names, and we wouldn't have to have a meeting, we could have an answer sooner.
We could. Can we just do all that at our regular meeting?
We can do that at our regular meeting.
I think just that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Our meeting is going to be next. Let's see what the date is.
I would submit that transparency is probably pretty important for this process. Mm-hmm. So it's worth, even if it's delaying it.
Our meeting next month will be on the 9th, so it's pretty early.
Okay.
We're fine.
All right. With that being said, any further discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We will move ahead with a path and a joint path to get this citizens group put together and move forward with that. The makeup of it will be as stated, one from each district, and then those three that are picked will pick the next two on their own to fill that. From the pool of applicants, do we want to have the applicants send in their resumes or their requests to one particular location, or do we want to have the fire collect them and or just one pool?
I like one location.
Let's have fire collector. One location.
Makes more sense. We can have them delivered here.
Yeah.
You want to have all? You want to have them all delivered here?
Yeah.
Perfect.
For those
persons, all in one or file, emails. In one place, and
yeah,
it can be shared electronically. But all the documentation is
so
in one location.
We'll have our pro term post the address and everything to where to send the interested people to.
Yeah, we'll work on something the next day or two, inviting participation, and send it out to all board members here for your approval, and then start marketing.
And can we accept them as email or handwritten?
21st century, I'm not aware that the reason why we couldn't.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that email's okay.
It's the handwritten, it's not.
Can't read the writing.
You see what
he
says? No, definitely
not. Legible writing.
Brett, what is the mailing address?
1011 Mullis Street.
Okay, thanks.
Do we want to, and the name of this group is going to be?
Citizen
Advisory
Group.
All right.
GAG.
Should we put more to it than that, Citizens Advisory Group, to look at?
No.
No.
Okay. With that being said,
they can come up with their own name if they want.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. There's a question.
Or alias.
Kyle.
Mr. Chair, I feel like there's some responsibility on my part, and hopefully all of our parts. There's a lot of history in this room and among the membership, and there's some history in the public as well, and I feel a sense of responsibility to be very careful when I speak to other people about separating opinion from fact and history. So I hope that for the best product and the best outcome here, I hope we all stay aware of that. There's a lot of material to filter through and a lot of work still to do. And I think that there's I have some caution that when people are looking for information, that I separate those two, and I hope everyone shares that.
Thank you.
I hope so too, Kyle, for the purpose of getting through this. I hope that there's anybody that's built silo walls and that sort of stuff, we can see through those and look at what is best for the citizens. Keep that in mind, that the end goal is what's best for the citizens.
Right on.
We must never forget that we live on an island, and we only have ourselves to take care of us.
Okay. That concludes our agenda.
And we'll go for the PhD call for adjournment.
I'll second that.
It doesn't have to be seconded, but I'll take it anyway.
Can I third it?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Albert so moves that we adjourn.
Aye.
We all. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bob.
Great. Thanks.